This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Randall's not a ghost. That's a fake echo. That's a $1.98 echo chamber that he can buy from the dollar store, wherever he is, or not, or one of those stores. And maybe we'll make a deal and offer those things. But then you can do that digitally. I can do it digitally. I can do things. Okay, so
I was looking at an upgrade. Yeah, I saw one over at the superstore. It has like a bunch of extra buttons on it you can push.
Okay, so Brian, the point being here, the TV show producers see, if we see something, we discover something in an episode, people come back and watch. What's going to happen next week? And it's kind of like the story of somebody who has a UFO experience. And people hear that and they're impressed and they want them to have an experience next week. And somehow they may be encouraged to do that. We think of that in the terms of the UFO contactees. I'm going to ask you about abductions later. So the implication here is the producers of the TV reality show, we can call it Ghost Hunters if we want, will be inspired to create a docu-fiction kind of reality show.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things when the network comes to you and goes, hey, the ratings are going up and the selling the advertising say the, you know, this is really a hot thing right now. But in order to keep this, we need to keep finding things. Hint, hint. Money talks. I mean, if you get a good name in the paraceleb TV world, you're not going to be a millionaire, but you're not going to be hurting either. So it's in your best interest to play along.
And you don't feel that you've been swayed in any particular direction by the lure of financial gain in this. You're in it for the truth and to try and figure out what's really going on.
Well, I'll say I really like to find the truth, even if it's not paranormal in nature, because it's fun solving a mystery. However, I have turned down a couple of TV shows because, looking at the contracts, I specified no faking of anything, and it kind of goes away at that point.
Interesting. Returning for a moment to the geological explanations for some of this, have you heard of a Canadian researcher by the name of Michael Persinger?
Yep.
So,
who just died recently.
That's right. We lost him not that long ago. I'm in Canada. And what do you think of some of his work?
I really like Dr. Persinger's work. Towards the end, I'm thinking he may have been getting a little delusional because he was talking about some things that everybody's got their points, I guess. But back to the God Helmet. It was an interesting study. I've read tons about it, gone through all the white papers, and we've actually had a couple of cases that I believe were completely related to his research. One of them, we had a home that there were two very, very elderly women living in. They were both in their early 90s. I'll just give you this portion of the investigation. They claimed that there were giant, what appeared to be grasshoppers, walking through the house at night, and they were terrified of them. Well, during the investigation, I took out a EMF meter and started just kind of sniffing around the house to see what was going on, and found out in the older sister's bedroom, there was a CPAP machine because she had sleep apnea. It was throwing off an electromagnetic field that was honestly unsafe for anybody. And it was always on. In order to get around some of the Underwriter Laboratories rules, they only switched the low voltage side. The high voltage side was always there. So I brought these two women into the room and I said, how long have you been having these experiences? And they said, well, it's been probably about 3 months. I said, okay, and it only happens generally in the area of this room, correct? They said, yeah. I said, the CPAP machine over here, how long have you had it? I said, about 3 months. And I said, okay, I want to run an experiment. I said, I put a power strip instead of a 90-year-old woman having to bend over and unplug a machine. I gave her a switch, and I said, tonight, I want you to leave this machine turned off. Don't kill your sister. If she's gagging, turn it on. But if possible, leave it out throughout the night. The following night, turn it back on. We'll be back in 3 days. So we came back, and I said, so how did it go? She said, the second night, horrifying. There's, you know, the typical things going on. But the first night, they slept like babies. She's like, what happened? What's the deal? Well, you have to realize that you're dealing with somebody in their 90s who's probably not as cognitive as you would hope. So I just explained to her that the machine was basically short-circuiting her brain to make her believe she was seeing ghosts or seeing these big crickets. And I said, what I want you to do is call your insurance company and explain to them that this machine is way too loud and neither one of you can sleep and you want a different model. And she said, well, why don't I tell them that it's making this happen? I said, no, because both of us will end up being questioned over the whole thing. Just tell them it's too loud. She did. They got a new machine in that had almost no electromagnetic field coming off of it. And they were both happy and went along with, you know, their lives. So it really felt back to Persinger's experiments of we had two people that had, you know, probably pretty degraded brains at the point that they were in their 90s. They weren't, you know, in their prime. And the cultural bias, apparently they were afraid of bugs. So two and two together, they saw these giant bugs wandering through the house at night. We took the source of the electromagnetic field away, and now we have two very happy women.
Very interesting. So you also say in your experience that you have experience in electromagnetic field study. So did you take some special courses for that?
I actually got certified a couple of times for doing electromagnetic field surveys for broadcast equipment for human exposure.
Really interesting. So can you tell us a little bit more about that and say, could the effects of something like cell phones or cordless telephones, which give off a lot more EM, or at least definitely in the old days, how would they compare to something like the field that this apnea machine was giving off?
The field that thing was giving off was insane. Now, we did have another case where it was similar. It was a younger group of people, but in taking a meter into their house, I discovered, and they should have told me off the bat, there was a new cellular antenna site that was, I'd say, probably 15 feet away from the head of their bed in the alley. And whenever they went in and went to bed, the ghosts would happen. And we've also noticed that it happens based on just like Persinger did, based on a cultural bias, too. If they're expecting ghosts, they get ghosts. If they're expecting bugs, they get bugs. If they're expecting aliens, well, sure enough, we got green people at the end of the bed. So the amount that it takes, I think Persinger really was having a problem with that, too. It depends on the condition of the person's brain. There's a lot of, you know, variables in there.
We've got another variable here, but I want to ask about that. That raises a key question about perceptions of different things with regard to paranormal phenomena and the expectations of what you're going to see. It's something that we've been talking about. Also, co-creation. I don't know if Brian's heard the co-creation theory about UFOs, but we can get into that as well. J. Randall Murphy, Gene Steinberg, Brian Bonner, who's here for the first time and has kind of a really, really healthy skeptical approach to paranormal research. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Since you mentioned here that depending on your expectations, Brian, you may see ghosts, you may see UFOs, you may see aliens. Does that explain some of these UFO abductions?
Oh, I think it absolutely does. Now, does it explain the bulk of them? Probably not, because I think it's probably a pretty small set to work from when it comes to people that are A, susceptible to these types of electromagnetic fields, and B, actually near them to have that happen. So does it happen? Absolutely. I've seen it. Is it the main cause? Probably not. But the thing is, there's lots of different little things like this that kind of accumulate into looking like a larger phenomena, which may actually be associated with something completely different, but we have to be able to, you know, cut through the small stuff to find out what the big stuff might be. And I'll go to a place that everybody in the paranormal world, be it UFO or ghosts, really hate, is sleep paralysis. It has the same cultural bias that the exposure to electromagnetic fields does. What you're expecting is generally what you get.
Okay. If we could stick, just before we move on to that, with the electromagnetic hypersensitivity, that's a pretty contentious topic. But some reports more recently are they're actually pulling routers out of elementary schools because of it. Now, the World Health Organization has actually reversed its previous opinion on the use of wireless technology. So how much EM does something like a router give off compared to, say, this lady's apnea machine?
Oh, absolutely negligible compared to the sleep apnea machine. And one of the things, and the electromagnetic sensitivity, that's something that I've actually done quite a bit of looking into. And you can run into two things. First of all, it's radiation. The minute you say radiation, people freak out. And they need to learn the difference between ionizing and non-ionizing radiation. That if you can get that part through, it helps. But then the electromagnetic sensitivity type thing, if it's studied properly, all of the, and I hate to use the word credible, tests that have gone through, you know, at least a double blind, where they'll put people into a cage that can't pass through a signal, and they'll put them in a room with a router, and these people will have a reaction. Well, they haven't actually turned the router on. There's just a box sitting in the room. It seems to be a psychological condition more than anything else. Not to say that it's not possible for people to have that, but even barring Wi-Fi, we've had radio signals bombarding us, TV signals bombarding us. I mean, even the sun itself is throwing so much electromagnetic noise at us that if people were truly sensitive to that, this would have been a phenomenon forever. Wi-Fi really hasn't added that much to it, or cell phones really haven't added that much to it. The floor is up a little higher than it used to be, but in comparison to, you have a cell phone that's giving off 5 watts. You have an AM broadcast station a mile away that's giving off 200,000 watts. Well, that AM station's been there forever, but up until they had a cell phone, they weren't freaked out about it.
And by the way, just to put things in perspective, I used to work very close to some of those AM radio stations. Not 200,000 watts, 5,000 watts, 10,000 watts, and my brain hasn't been fried yet. Some will dispute that.
Now, the one phenomenon I did experience with being close to a radio station once is the telephones would pick up the signal. You could actually pick up the phone and listen to the local radio station, which I thought was fun. But, yeah, as far as the sensitivity, I think that one is, I would say, still out, but I think they're kind of disproving it. But the overwhelming electromagnetic fields, there's certain parts of the brain. You know, it's normally the temporal lobe that's being affected by this. And I think Persinger pretty much nailed that, too. So I think you're looking at two different things when it comes to that.
So what I'm seeing here overall is that you feel strange things are going on. But most of these experiences have conventional explanations. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you about that. In terms of UFOs, the ones that can't be explained in the way you've described, what do you think they are? Spaceships, interdimensional, what?
Well, the answer is, let's go back to the word UFO. I think it's a wonderful word. Unidentified. Not alien, but just unidentified. And it kind of covered in a few different ways. First of all, our military and everybody else's military, and usually for the right reasons, keeps a lot of things secret from the public because it's in the best interest of national security. So we have lots of technology, a lot of airborne technology that you and me, Joe Public, don't know about. I mean, I'll give you an example. The SR-71 spy plane. That thing came out in the, well, technically late 50s, but I'll say early 60s. And up until the late 70s, nobody really knew much about it. It was a legend. So they're wonderful at keeping secrets about things like that when they have to. And if we see some sort of a test aircraft, the more and more drones are getting popular. I know I was just with a film crew a couple of weeks ago that was using one. They're everywhere. But we also have a lot of really weird atmospheric phenomena that people don't understand. You have like sprites that a really unusual thing. You get a lot of, things like the aurora moving farther and farther south, depending on the electromagnetic activity of the sun, which I hear we're having right now. I should try and check that out. But there's so many things that can be misinterpreted, just as in the ghost hunting world, that if you're going out intentionally looking for that one thing, you're so set in doing it that you're not really open to the explanation of it being anything else. I've worked a few UFO cases. I'm not the expert, just like I say, with any of this stuff. So we would bring in and talk to people that were experts in searching for extraterrestrials, things like that, to kind of get the idea of, if they are here, why would they be? Why would I show up in some guy's backyard for 5 minutes, freak him out, and leave? It just doesn't seem that good of a reason. And if you look at things like Frank Drake and the Drake Equation, potentially there's billions of life forms out there. But then if you start looking at the amount of time that we've had since the origin of time, how long it would take for something to evolve into a state where it would have travel across the universe.
Let's travel across these announcements with Brian, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florence has been downgraded to a tropical depression as of 5 a.m. Eastern. The National Weather Service reports it's no longer a tropical storm, now packing maximum sustained winds of 35 miles an hour. And the center of the storm is about 20 miles southwest of Columbia, South Carolina, but still dumping buckets of rain on the southeast, especially the Carolinas. The Fayetteville mayor said late yesterday,
if you are refusing to leave during this mandatory evacuation, then you need to do things like notify you're legal next of kin because the loss of life is very possible.
At least 13 storm-related deaths have been attributed to the storm. Also, hundreds of thousands remain without power, some areas having seen up to 30 inches of rain already, and it will likely continue for days. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is Micah Hanks of the Graylian Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we mentioned Brian jumping across space, finding a way to go from one star system to another. Did we talk about wormholes, stargates, warp drive? What?
Well, and that's the thing is, these are all mostly theoretical. In the big scheme of things, in order for something to have gotten here from that great distance, you know, a lot of the bigger brains than I'll ever have said, if they do come here, oh, we're in trouble. We are so low on the intelligence scale, on the evolution scale, would they even notice us? Because we're just starting to scrape the surface when it comes to our technology. People are saying, you know, well, they're noticing us because we're starting to use nuclear weapons. Well, I think in the grand scheme of things, nuclear weapons are probably not really that big of a deal. There's a lot worse that could be done. But like I say, in the time that it takes for something to evolve to the point where they have the capability to get here, and then the time to do that, we're not even sure that there's been enough time for that to happen. Now, if there has, wouldn't you think that it would announce itself to us? Unless you go with some of the other theories of, you know, it's some sort of something that created us and we're a zoo or it's testing us or things like that, which, you know, it's great concepts, but unless there's an accident, we're never going to know that for sure.
What about things like Bigfoot? What about things like the ghosts again? People think they are spirits of the dead. And what about those abductions?
Well, you know, somebody brought up an interesting thing I was listening to not long ago about conspiracies. And they said that, you know, this is one of the times that Bigfoot, especially the cryptids, things like that, are the most believable of the bunch because we know, for example, big hairy primates exist. We have some. We are some. So while it may not be what we're seeing out there, at least we know that that exists. We have some sort of a baseline to run it off of. When it comes to any of the rest of the paranormal, we're still grasping at straws. We don't have, barring any weird conspiracy cover-up stuff, any proof of any other paranormal anything that's 100% credible. It would be great if we do, and that's why we keep looking for things, and that's why we keep doing the research. But think of, and I'll give you two examples here. I'll ask a question. What do you think that the worldwide repercussions would be if we came up with absolutely conclusive proof of ghosts or extraterrestrials that had visited here?
Well, I think there's a real important distinction to make between the two, because in principle, alien visitation, particularly interstellar travel, there's nothing in science that says that that can't happen or that it's not possible. However, with ghosts, if we're dealing with, say, the usual interpretation that it represents a person in some afterlife, that seems to be impossible. So it's not the same thing at all.
Oh, no, not at all. But I think those are the two pieces of paranormal research that have the most far-reaching effect. If we could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that, you know, ET's been walking around in the field for the past 20 years, that's earth-shattering. I mean, all of our, I would say science would have to realign a little bit to figure out what was going on, because we've come up with proof of something that, you know, it's going to move us so much farther ahead in technology. So a huge deal. Now, in the ghost side, and it sounds rather egotistical to say this, but if I came up tomorrow and said, I've absolutely proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that life exists after you die, and I know this because I've talked to my great-great-great-grandfather who died 150 years ago, this ghost would be able to pass through a lot of information. World religions would not be happy, because somebody's going to be wrong. I don't know if I want to be in the world where that happens, because it could get ugly. I mean, or it could be a complete new renaissance. I don't know.
Well, but like Gene pointed out earlier, there's no way to provide sufficient evidence that a ghost is somebody's dead relative. It could simply be something else masquerading as that. There is, however, a way to provide scientifically verifiable material evidence for something like an alien craft. It's possible to do that. I mean, I'm not saying that we have that now in our hands, in the public domain, but at least we know that that's something that's possible.
Right.
But proving an apparition is actually someone's dead relative, that's not possible.
Well, and I don't want to jump on the believer's side, but in staying completely skeptical, I can't say it's not impossible. Highly improbable.
How would you prove it then? I've thought about this a lot, and I cannot think of a way that it's provable.
And I think the answer is, and it may be that we find out an answer that's completely not ghostly, but we find the answer for the bulk of things that we haven't been able to explain as technology advances. Because we, like I was saying a minute ago, are kind of scratching the surface when it comes to our ability in science and technology. We're crawling out of the mud right now. Things are moving at a good pace, but who's to say 100 years from now we don't prove that, okay, the ghosts were, it wasn't ghosts, it was interdimensional something, or it was, you know, something we were misinterpreting because our cultural bias said that it was a ghost.
That is entirely possible. That's a point that I've been trying to get across to other people I've talked to about ghost hunting and ghost hunters. It's almost as if they just switch off at that point. Well, no, it has to be, you know, afterlives, roaming dead people. It can't be anything else. Otherwise, it completely destroys their view of what it is that they're trying to explore or explain or get proof of.
Exactly. And let me go back to the very first question that you asked me. Why did you get into this? I think one of the most important things for people that want to get involved in this, they need to be able to get involved in it for the right reasons. Most people that you talk to in the field will say, I got into it because I had an experience or because I had a relative die and I know there has to be more and I want to communicate with them. They are so focused on proving that it's real that generally they aren't capable of accepting any other answer, regardless of how credible it may be.
But we have to admit, I think probably you would agree, and correct me if I'm wrong here, that people are having genuine experiences.
Absolutely.
Even if we haven't got the explanation yet, and that some of them are pretty interesting. They're not always easily explainable. Sometimes they're not explainable at all.
Exactly. And that's one of the things of even people who I've been able to explain beyond a shadow of a doubt something that's happened to them may be so sold into it that you can't explain it out. But at the same time, how can I put this? They believe. I mean, you can't take a lot of belief away from people. It's probably the hardest thing to explain somebody away from.
You know what? Let's get past that. We'll talk about belief in our final segment and possible answers with Brian, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Standing up for what's right,
helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I would say, Brian, it's hard to get people away from their beliefs. In many cases, it's impossible.
Well,
no matter what they believe, you know, you can't persuade them. You just have to respect them. But getting back to UFO abductions, if somebody is frightened to death, because they've been, or they think they've been abducted by aliens. And I know people like that.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're probably suffering from PTSD, some of them. Really, really need some help, too. What's happening to them?
Here's the thing. I'm going to jump a big fence right here. And let's assume that there are abductions going on. Let's say that that's just happening. But a large portion of these people, it's probably not happening to. It's something else. Like you say, they've got PTSD. There's a psychological problem. There's some other aspect that's really driving this.
I'm not saying it's not a real experience. I'm saying it's so frightening to them that causes some kind of psychological damage.
Absolutely. And the thing is, this goes across the board with any, I hate to use the word experiencer, but I will, of any paranormal phenomena. If it is real to you, regardless if it's real or not, it's still real to you. If it's causing any kind of psychological harm, they need to seek counseling, and they need to seek the right counseling. I'm going to say that especially of the UFO world, because there are a lot of UFO contactee specialists. Specialists that I think do a lot more damage than they do good. I kind of go back to the 80s and the satanic panic and implanted memories. I have dealt with a lot of those people and had to work backwards from that. And unfortunately, somebody that's an expert really needs to be make sure they're an expert in the psychological field they're working in. And I tell this to people even with ghostly experiences. This has been something that has affected you, maybe negatively. Seek counseling. Even if, especially on the ghost side of things, while I'm not a, you know, proponent of religion, if you are a member of a church, go talk to your pastor, your priest, your whoever it is, your rabbi. That's what they're there for, is to help you cope with things. In the UFO side, it's the same thing. If something is happening or isn't happening, it's still impacting you, and you need to get some help to deal with it.
In ufology, we've heard quite a bit in the last few decades about people using hypnotherapy as a means to recover memories about their various experiences. Do ghost investigators do the same thing, or is that something that they avoid?
God, I hope not. just to kind of give you an idea about this, when we were doing a lot of UFO type stuff, the whole hypnotherapy thing came up. And because I was familiar with, like I say, the whole satanic panic thing going back in the 80s and how the implanted memories were working, I actually went out and got certified as a hypnotist to find out how it works, what does it do, and what shouldn't you do. And one of the things they always will tell you is when you're using hypnosis for psychotherapy, never use regression, because regression is a dangerous thing that you can generally hurt more than help, because it's so easy for the bias of the hypnotist, counselor, therapist, whatever they are, to use their own biases to cause or create past experiences. I know I've got a couple of people that they probably don't like me, but as experiments, I've implanted memories into them to see if it would work, and it absolutely does. And it's such a dangerous thing to do. And one of the things, and I'll kind of give you an example here, is they say that the experience was so overwhelming that they've pushed that memory away, and they can't remember it unless they go through this therapy to do it. If that was the case, let's take somebody that was in a war, somebody who has true PTSD from a war experience. You never hear them say, I went to a therapist or I went to a hypnotist and had to have this memory of this horrible thing that happened to me brought up so we could deal with it. They go there because they can't get away from it. They can't stop reliving it. It's such a horrible thing to them.
Oh, interesting point.
This thing of repressing memories, unfortunately, is seeming to appear to be a byproduct of a couple of really bad psychiatrists back in the 70s and 80s. And I think PTSD is a wonderful example of that. If you have a traumatizing experience, you're going to remember it. And it's going to be the worst thing that ever happened to you.
Just sort of moving along a little bit before the end of the show, how about things like then the channelers, the people who do the past life regression type of thing. So say someone sees, oh, I saw my dead grandmother and or somebody that was dressed in some medieval outfit wandering through the halls. And then they get in touch with them. And the next thing you know, they're saying, oh, well, in your past life, you knew this person and so on. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. And strangely enough, I've been on the testing end of a lot of psychics and channelers and things along that line. Haven't seen a lot of good results, but I can't say there aren't any, because I'm going to remain skeptical. But at the same time, it's been one of the jokes of past life regression of how many people could have been Caesar? How many people could have been Cleopatra? You don't get right. regressed and say, oh, I was a stable hand in some unknown thing in the middle of Europe. No, you were royalty.
Right.
Well, at least it fixes your problem now. You say, you know what? Right now I'm a ditch digger. And that's honorable work. Any kind of work is honorable. You get a day's pay. You do your job. That's honorable. It's like that actor who used to be on the Cosby Show or something. And he's working at Trader Joe's as a cashier. And they discovered, and he's being shamed by a certain TV network. But like, the story about him gets him work with Tyler Perry, with one of the NCIS shows. Guy's a credible actor with a Yale degree. Point is anything. But that doesn't mean that you want to have been reincarnated from Caesar or JFK or something. You want to know that at one time in your past, you were someone famous. Listen, we're just about out of time. So perhaps you can tell our listeners, if they want to get more information about the research you do, Brian Bonner, where do they go?
They would go to RockyMountainParanormal.com. There's about 20 years worth of stuff on there, so there's a lot to dig through. And here I'll throw out one weird one. I'm about to start on a completely new podcast that's strictly horror. because, like I said previously, I'm absolutely a horror freak, thanks to my mother. And that will be starting up in the next probably few weeks, and that's at doyoulikescarymovies.com.
I like it. You can find us on Twitter. No scary movies. Just look for the Paracast. We have two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, and sometime we'll merge them into one, but I understand if you do that now, what they do is they eliminate that one, and we lose the content. We also are working on a brand new Paracast site with a new online store. Fabulous merchandise. Randall and I have seen it. I want to see this in a few days. You might see it when you hear this show, okay? The YouTube channel is being updated, too. We're doing all sorts of really good things. We're also looking at better ways to offer you the Paracast Plus, but will always mean you get an ad-free version of this show, better quality audio, the After the Paracast podcast. Never know what to expect next. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We currently take payments through PayPal or with a major credit card, and we've got a couple of more possibilities in the offing in the future. I didn't know what to expect from you, and I'm pleased to understand your skeptical approach to paranormal research. Very refreshing, Brian Bonner. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Great meeting you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.